Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hello, Kat.
Hey, Bruce, how was your weekend?
It was a good one. Yeah, I had kind of a break, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
I hung out and my daughter, it was her birthday, so took her out.
Happy
happened was, well, I'll tell you, my daughter, you know, was terminally, you know, she had, you know, her liver was gone and everything, and she was supposed to be dead. 9 months was last Wednesday.
Right.
So we went out for a life thing and took her out to dinner and all that good stuff. And it was a good thing because then she twisted her ankle the next day or whatever. She wasn't good. She heard it that day, but she was okay to go out. The next day, she wasn't ready to do anything, and Friday wasn't either. So it's a good thing we did the birthday thing all on Wednesday.
But
that was cool. We celebrated that. And yeah, I usually get him Friday or Saturday, my grandson, little prince. But she ended up going, I'm going to keep him for this weekend because it was a birthday weekend. But like I told you, I got him Sunday night, so that's cool.
Very nice.
I like it. That's cool because taking him to school and stuff is, you know, that's kind of a cool experience too, and dropping him off and all that good stuff.
Sweet.
I love him going to kindergarten now. He's just having a blast and loving it. So but that's pretty it. I put the show together, and it was kind of my week because it was the Insider paper got, you know, printed last week, so I delivered, and I'll be delivering this week. But I get 1 week that I kind of do what I got to do, but don't do too much at it. You know what I mean?
Try
much of a break as I can. So
makes sense.
Yeah. What did you end up doing this weekend?
Oh, my weekend was pretty slow. I mean, my usual thing of staying in, reading books, watching movies, and taking walks around the neighborhood. But I got to get on my pie baking side this Sunday. Looking into like savory pies and stuff. So we've got this giant veggie pot pie that's sitting in my fridge right now, ready to be lunch for the rest of the week, and it turned out spectacular. So got my bacon on like I do a lot of weekends.
Yeah. I'll bet around your place Thanksgiving is going to be a wild one, huh?
Well, you know, there's not going to be too many people around, but that doesn't mean I can't have good food.
That's right. That's a good thing. Well, that's good. Yeah. So yeah, I hope everybody out there had a good time this last weekend too. It's kind of like, our hands are tied almost a little bit, and we're going out as much as we probably used to. But, I mean, you know, what little you can get outside, check it out, do a walk, like you said, around the park.
Doesn't mean we can't enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, everything you can, dude. That's right. Boy, even, I was going to say movies, you know, and stuff like that. Netflix and all that getting used up a whole bunch, I'll bet, nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
But that's it. Well, hey, let's get on with the show here and go with the music schedule. And why don't you start that off for us?
Yeah, for what's going on in November at the Checo Brewing Company on the 21st, they'll host Michael Powell at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and then the 101 Bar and Grill, as usual, they got on Monday steak served up until closing.
Mm-hmm. And at the Backstreet Bar, they offer free pool on Saturday nights.
Right, and then that's what I didn't change the name here. Broken Wings is playing Fridays at the Fireside Grill from 6:30 to 9:30.
And the Italian Guys, Colleen and Mana, are playing on the 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Brookings Elks Lodge. This event is for members and guests.
Yep. Oh, we went backwards there. Look at me. What did I do? Oh, that's cool. Hey, and Tiger Lily.
Wow.
That's right. Wednesdays, he's at Zola's on the Water from 11:30 to 2. Saturdays, he's at the Golden Harvest in Port Orford from 11:30 to 2. And Sundays, he's at the Fireside Grill Brunch from 11:30 till 2. That's his usual schedule right there.
Now,
I don't know what happened there, man. Oh, I see. I doubled you up there. I got you. Okay.
We'll take turns. It's all right.
You know what? It's like it cracks me up each week that I try to put this thing together, and I try to see. I look through it, and I go, okay, no mistakes.
And, lucky for you. I'm
adaptive. Lucky for me. I always manage to do one, so I don't let myself down. That's right. Hey, before we get going on with the Insider Report, I'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. If you'd like to sponsor one of our fine shows, all you got to do is go to kciw.org. And you can also volunteer. You can have your own show. You can be creative and come up with something that we might need. And there you go. Just go to kciw.org and rock it out. Hey, now it's time for Cat's Corner with Catlin Temple.
In any other year, the theater I sometimes volunteer for will be meeting this month to finalize the lineup for its next season. COVID changed that this year. 4 plays that weren't able to be performed on stage this year are tentatively reserved for slots next year, depending on so many factors. the course of the pandemic this winter, the possibility of changes to reopening guidance, and the future availability of vaccines for one. And as far as the remaining couple of slots to fill, the general philosophy seems to be to wait and see. And that's fine with me. I haven't been able to direct or perform live since February, but one silver lining is that I've had much more free time to read new scripts in abundance. In that way, I'm appreciative of the unexpected break in routine. Because if my evenings had been busy on the stage this year, I wouldn't have had nearly as much time to pore over all of the killer contemporary scripts that have crossed my desk in the last 6 months. And the one that brought me the most excitement was August Osage County, a Pulitzer Prize-winning dramedy by Tracy Letts. If you're a film fan, you may already recognize the title. Written for the stage in 2008, this three-act play was adapted for the screen in 2013 and casted cinematic powerhouses like Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, and Benedict Cumberbatch. When the patriarch of the Weston family goes missing, his three adult daughters and their families descend upon the Oklahoma farmhouse where they grew up and wait with their mother to learn of his fate. Two of the daughters have scattered to separate corners of the U.S. The middle daughter, feeling an obligation to care for her aging parents, has stayed behind. Over the course of a few weeks, long-buried resentments and personal demons boil to the surface, and each member of the family is forced to grapple with their understanding of the phrase family ties. Many of the themes and situations in the play are bleak, if not downright dark, but the script is peppered with snappy comedic dialogue and moments of cathartic action, providing a sort of steam release valve for all that pent-up tension. Letts displays a deft ability to walk that line, nimbly weaving black comedy through points of rage and despair, and also managing to put together a plot that could exist just as naturally in a daytime soap opera as it can within a story told in whispers at a real family reunion. Reading a script is an altogether different experience from watching a play or reading a novel, but if you're a highly imaginative person, I heartily recommend it. With the exception of short descriptions and settings, and some stage directions, the bulk of a script is more often than not just pure dialogue. This sort of framework allows you to put yourself in the shoes of a director, look for themes and characterizations in the conversations of the characters, and imagine how you would stage the play yourself if you had complete control. Who would you cast as the leads? How would you have them react physically to the conversation as it unfolds, and where would you place them within the space? Through action, delivery, and setting, what messages would you like to convey to a captive audience? Reading scripts, even without the opportunity to perform them, can be a fun and cathartic exercise in world building, especially when so many of us are confined these days to the four walls of our homes. Maybe one day we'll be able to bring this world to life on a local stage, but in the meantime, I'm content with the experience of staging this crazy family reunion in my head alone. August Osage County is currently available for viewing as a rental on multiple streaming outlets, and the script is available for reading wherever books are borrowed and sold.
All right. Good old Benjamin Cumberbatch. I love it.
Yeah, all the other.
You said something about him a while back. He was in something.
I love the goofy iterations people can find on his name. You know, like I've heard him called, like, you know, Benedict Bandersnatch and stuff like that.
I'm just glad the guy didn't change his name. He stayed true, you know.
Because
back in the day in Hollywood, man, it would have been way something different. You know, they wouldn't allow that.
Yeah, no, I've been reading through that. I'm not surprised that people like Streep and Julia Roberts and Cumberbatch jumped on board with a project like that. I mean, it is a crazy story, but it has so many universal themes about, like, you know, is blood thicker than water? Like, how close do family ties have to be? Like, when we're faced with somebody doing inhumane things, how to react with humanity? It's really
pretty
good
wild play. Ride there. Mm-hmm. Sounds like all right.
Mm-hmm. So
good stuff.
I can dream.
A little cerebral. Yeah, there you go. Hey, before we get on with the rest of the show, I just want to say that due to the circumstances, events are subject to canceling and or following the guidelines required, such as masks and social distancing.
And we have an announcement here from Curry Health Network. Online screening and registration for COVID-19 testing is now available. You can now be screened online via your computer, smartphone, or tablet by answering a few simple questions to see if you are eligible to receive a COVID-19 test from Curry Health Network. If you are eligible, the registration process is also completed online, without the need for a telehealth or in-person visit with a provider to receive an order. You can visit curryhealthnetwork.com/COVID to begin the screening and registration process.
Well, I'll be glad when I can pull this one out of here, that's for sure. But, I mean, it's still important. It's still going on. We got to keep it going. Hey, Veterans Day is coming up here on the 11th. We at KCIW and the Insider Report would like to thank all those veterans who gave and to those who gave all to help keep America land of the free. A big salute to all of you.
Yes.
Thank you much. Yep, yep. I just saw that, and it's on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Middle of the week.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was on Mondays.
Well, we have so many federal holidays where they do tend to fall on Mondays, but since they've decided a fixed date of the 11th, it's going to change with the day. It always depends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's like Memorial Day is like the, you know, like the last Monday in May.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this one's staying on a date. The actual date.
Yeah. So this is a fixed date. It is the 11th. So keep an eye out for any federal work closures on the 11th. That's a Wednesday.
Oh yeah. Coming up this way. Oh yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
Like
keep an eye out there.
Post office and stuff. That's right.
Post office, banks, make sure to check your calendars that day.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, all you vets out there. Appreciate it.
That's right. And hey, now it's time for some funny stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah, hey, here's some good stuff from Mel Brooks. Y'all know who he is. He says, tragedy is when I cut my finger. Comedy is when you fall into an open sewer and die. He says, hope for the best, expect the worst. Life is a play, we're unrehearsed. Everything we do in life is based on fear, especially love. And last but not least, humor is just another defense against the universe. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this week's funny stuff from Mel Brooks with Cousin Bruce. Until next time, keep smiling.
Yeah, well, I know Halloween. Mel, yeah? Halloween's already passed, but that makes me want to watch Young Frankenstein.
Oh, I know. Yeah, great movie.
All right. And nature's coastal holiday will start stringing lights and setting up displays in the Brookings Harbor community this month. On November 10th at 10 a.m., they will meet up at Bankus Park in front of Grocery Outlet in the Botanical on the corner of Highway 101 and the Checo River Bridge. There's lots to do to make this year special, and they are inviting the public to join in and help at either location. This will be a rain or shine event.
Yeah, that's Igor.
Yeah. Are we circling back to that?
I just thought about that when you said Frankenstein. Yep. Oh, it's Igor. Yeah.
Yep, that's on my new movie list now. Thank you.
Hey, well, let's get metaphysical with the ladies at Gypsies. They got a little November schedule here going on. Coming up on the 14th, Saturday from 11 to 3, Robbie will be entertaining you with her tea parties. You drink a cup of tea of your choice, enjoy the conversation, and when the tea leaves are all that is left in your cup, Robbie gives you the message they have for you. Robbie will be at Gypsies from 11 to 3. You may reserve your seat for one or three people. There is a fee. On the 21st, Saturday, Robbie will have the tea leaf readings again from 11 to 3. On the 27th, Rosa will have meditation at Gypsies at 6. On the 30th, 5 p.m., Sally will have her spirit doll workshop. This popular workshop is always filled, so be sure and get your reservation in early. Sally will have all the materials and instructions on how to make your very own spirit doll. There is a fee for this. For more information, you can call Gypsies at 541-813-1882 or email kidstubs.ks@gmail.com for more information or to reserve your spot. There you go.
All right. And there is an online event coming up called Mason Bee Basics. This is going to be hosted by Tree Song Nature Awareness and Retreat Center. It's happening on the 14th of November from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn more about one of our amazing native spring pollinators by joining Mark Fitzsimmons for his Mason Bee Basics class. Whether you want to increase your orchard garden production through better pollination or simply help our native pollinators, Mark offers a primer good for getting started with Mason bees. The class will include tips on optimizing colony growth and health for those already managing a colony. Find out how the bees nest in your garden, why they are gentle, what makes them amazing pollinators, and take home exact steps for your success. Learn how to attract this gentle pollinator to your gardens and reap the benefits of its thorough early spring activity. Tickets at treesongnatureawareness.wufoo.com/forms/mason-b-class.
Yeah, that was a setup right there. I'm sorry about that. The woofoo.com, huh? All right, I like that one.
I don't know.
That's funny. I don't know. I didn't know either, but that's cool. Yeah, you know, that's one thing. Some of these things I notice on these online events, they don't put the online event, you know, like the Tree Song Awareness there, they don't put that at the bottom up. They don't put it on there. It just says an online event. It's like, well, where are you supposed to go to?
So
what I do is I just say go to their Facebook page or Google them or something like that because I don't get it. But the info is good and everything, but it's like rough when they don't put down where right. the heck you're
yeah,
supposed
and I,
to go.
And you know, the more you can simplify a URL sometimes, the easier it is for people to find your online events.
Yeah, that's true. You know? That's true. That's a big one right there, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a mouthful.
But luckily, yeah, there are search options available on Facebook or on Google, so you can look up that. Just look for Tree Song Nature Awareness and Retreat Center.
Yep, that's it right there. Perfect. Yeah, sometimes I just simplify it down, too, just to make it easy. Mm-hmm. It gets me every time. Mm-hmm. Hey, Foxglove Wellness and Apothecary is presenting Learning Tarot Part 3. So they've had the other two parts already. This is an online event. Here's one of them right here. It doesn't say where to go to, but you can just go on their Facebook page and find it. This is happening on November 14th, 5:30 to 8:30. This is the third of the Reading Tarot series. That's it. Just go to their Facebook online info and fee for this event. It'll give you all the info there.
All right. And the Manly Arts Center is presenting a beginning hand quilting class. This is on the 15th of November from 1 to 5 p.m. You can learn everything you didn't know or were afraid to ask about quilting in this class. And please note that there is a fee.
I simplified that down.
That's a simple one.
That's a simple one, yeah. Checo Medical and Aesthetics presents Bellaza Grand Opening Event. This is happening on November 19th and November 20th. They are offering six different times for the grand opening. Okay. So six different times during the day, you can go to the grand opening.
All right. And hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. G'day, Cat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that the tomato was once considered poisonous? It's true. And here's the story. Also considered to be a sinful food due to its mild aphrodisiac properties, the tomato didn't get much love between the 1500s and 1800s. John Gerard, a barber surgeon and one of the fruit's earliest cultivators stateside, believed them to be poisonous because they contained low levels of a toxin called tomatine. So as it was in those days, Gerard's views were considered good to go, and for centuries the red fruits were widely considered to be unfit for human consumption. So, it came as no surprise that tomatoes were put on trial in Salem, New Jersey, at the town's courthouse in 1820 to answer for their toxicity. One man, Colonel Robert Gibbon Johnson, refused to believe the tomato was poisonous. In fact, he'd been holding competitions to see who could grow the biggest tomatoes every year. Well, a good colonel even offered a prize to the winner. Not only that, but he'd even been eating them regularly. Be that as it may, the general public still believed Colonel Johnson to be a lunatic, and they still believed the tomato to be an ornamental plant rather than one for eating. Knowing something drastic had to be done to calm the fear of the courthouse, Colonel Johnson walked in front of the gathered crowd with a basket of tomatoes in his hand. With steely determination and steadfast nerve, Johnson, much to the horror of the spectators, proceeded to munch his way through the deadly fruit. One after one, he made his way through the basket of tomatoes, very much enjoying himself by all accounts. For those who came to see blood, there was a lot of disappointment to be had. Johnson, against all scientific and religious beliefs, stood firm about his healthy afternoon snack. After this theatrical turning point, the tomato's supposed toxicity was wholly disregarded. Well, all a bushwhacker can say, it's a good thing the rest of the country would eventually catch up with the fine folks of Salem. I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Yeah. Yeah, no puns intended.
All right. The Brookings Harbor Farmers Market is open. Their market hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays year-round, and they want everybody to know that they do take food stamps.
There you go. Whittle that one down, and it's much better. Hey, the South Coast Humane Society is doing another low-cost wellness clinic. Notice I've been doing this one every month. Well, this one's coming up November 21st from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. South Coast Humane is proud to offer an affordable health and wellness clinic for the community. They offer examinations and treatment for minor health issues, vaccinations, dog licenses, and flea and tick treatment. They also offer NexGard products.
And the Brookings Nazarene Church has some Thanksgiving food baskets that they're handing out. The Brookings Harbor Community Helpers and Brookings Harbor Food Bank will be working together with local churches and organizations to provide families in need in Brookings or Harbor with a Thanksgiving food basket. Families will need to come to Brookings Church of the Nazarene at 1600 Checo Avenue on Monday, November 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. It will be a drive-through distribution in the parking lot of the church. Please bring your ID and proof of residency. This is a holiday basket filled with food that will need to be prepared and cooked. If you have any questions, please contact Pamela Weinbarger, Olivia Davis, or Ann Paulson at Brookings Harbor Food Bank, which is at 541-469-6988.
Oh yeah, good times this time of year, especially. Curry Public Library District is presenting the Tech Tuesday, How to Use Library to Go. This is happening November 24th from 4 to 5 p.m. Join Tech Lab Coordinator Brodney Carpenter via Zoom for a brief tutorial on how to use Library to Go to check out free ebooks and audiobooks you can read or listen to on your device. They will cover how to sign in, how to navigate the site, and how to borrow a book. RSVP at the Zoom link here, which is www.currypubliclibrary.org/event/Tech Tuesday Library to Go. Are we going to be doing that here soon?
So that is a Curry Public Library event, but the Library to Go service is actually managed through the state of Oregon and is available to many libraries, including the Checco Library as well.
Okay.
So yeah, our library in particular, we have handouts at the library for how to get started with that. All of the staff is trained in how to use that and to get people set up for that. And there's a really easy app to install to browse that. It's called Libby, and it's Libby. And that's available on Android and Apple devices.
Sweet. See, I knew something would come out of that. Yeah, very good.
So we participate in that as well. And there is a rescheduled new residents meet and greet. This is happening at the Star Lounge, which is attached to Pacific Sushi. This is happening on the 24th of November from 6 to 9 p.m. It will be hosted by Michelle Ramos-Boubert. Welcome to Brookings. Join in the fun for a new residents meetup. Connect with others who call Brookings home. Share where you have moved from, what you do, what your move has been like. You can also discover new places and faces. You can find out about the many groups and activities available on the Oregon coast. They say that free goodie bags will be available for the first 30 new residents. And a note to everyone, this is taking place at the Star Lounge, which means it is 21 plus.
Yes, it is. All right. Hey, well, it's time to shout out to support local businesses in the area.
Yeah. So this week we're shouting out By My Hand, Hairport Salon, and Checco Appliance.
Yeah. And then we got Cielito Lindo, the Redwood Theater, and Oxenfree. All right. Hey, everybody. Remember to shop local and... We'll make sure and get your name if we haven't already said it. We'll get you one of these weeks coming along here because, yeah, we've been trying to get everybody to get out and shop local and support the small businesses because they need it. They got to recover and stuff like that. That's what we were just, me and Chrissy Cooper talking about doing next year. We're hoping that things clear up because we really want to do a lot more events to get the vendors caught up from losing so much this year, you know, and everything like that. It's not so much, you know, really anything other than, you know, bringing something to the community and getting that, because everybody needs a fix for sure. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we need to do an event, of course. Looking forward to doing that myself. But really, I know they took a hard hit this year, really bad. So we're hoping that we're able to do more and those guys can get out there and hopefully everybody get out and support it and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's it. I got no more. You got anything else you got there?
That's all I've got on my end.
All right. Well,
according to your script.
Yeah, that's it for the script. But, you know, that's cool. We got some things happening, though, some great stuff that'll be coming up. I'm talking about KCIW's got some changes going on that we're working on and going to be doing a little fundraiser and stuff, a little drive here for an antenna, you know, basically is what we're going to be doing. But we'll get more info on that later on. I just talked to the producer today and just heard a little bit about it myself. But we'll get an announcement next week or two.
So, all right.
There we go. Good thing. So, hey, before we get going, I want to give a shout-out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Ray Gary, for all their great work making us look and sound good on the radio. And that's it. We got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's The Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor and beyond. KCIW LP 100.7 FM. And hey, tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as we get back to the bone with George Thorogood and the Destroyers. You can see schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including The Insider Report, at kciw.org. And if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out the last week's show, you can catch it by just going to kciw.org and downloading the podcast. Till next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there. Bam!
Oh yeah, spread that love and peace a lot more now, dude.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.